Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah 25 with my first ever AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Today I want to talk about an issue which I've seen raised indirectly on ATS a few times since I joined. That issue is why people change from being staunch believers in fringe topics such as UFOs or cryptozoology or paranormal phenomena to become skeptics. I know for myself that when I was growing up, I was willing to accept just about any fringe topic at face value. Oh, the New World Order killed Kennedy to stop him from revealing that UFOs were real and were piloted by Bigfoot? Sure, why not? You name the issue, and I was a staunch defender of it. There's this scene in Ghostbusters where the receptionist is interviewing Ernie Hudson for the job, and she asks him all these questions like, do you believe in UFOs, the Loch Ness Monster, the theory of Atlantis? And she goes on to list just about every fringe subject out there. Well, I was the guy who answered yes to all of them. My belief in these things persisted until about my third year at university, when I began to view the world in a far more skeptical way. And if you were to ask me, there's nothing I can really point to and say, this is what turned me around on these issues. Perhaps it was a growing appreciation for the fallibility of human nature. Or maybe it had something to do with spending less of my time in a world of ideals, and more in a world of facts and theories that required evidence to be credible. But whatever it was, the end result is that today, I am generally extremely skeptical of most fringe issues. There are still certain things I'm willing to accept. I don't think, for example, that all UFO cases can be easily dismissed. I still believe in specific paranormal phenomena, such as ghosts, but I'm much less willing to accept the existence of things such as the New World Order, or cryptos like Bigfoot and Nessie. Certainly anyone who has had the misfortune to read my posts knows that they can come across as quite skeptical. I wouldn't call myself a debunker, but I'm definitely much less inclined to accept things at face value, and my first response to people who do believe in these things seems to be more and more, show me the evidence. I'd really like to get other people's impressions of this change in perceptions. I know that there's people on ATS who, like me, have shifted from believer to skeptic over the years. Have you given much thought to the reasons for your change in attitude? Maybe it was something more concrete, like a specific case that turned you around. Or maybe you're still a believer, in which case I'd really be interested in hearing why you haven't gone the same way I have, and become more cynical in your beliefs concerning fringe issues. Either way, I think it would be interesting to explore the reasons why people either become skeptics or remain believers, so let me know. Before I go, I just want to say that these podcasts are amazing. All of a sudden it's like, oh my god, the people on the computer screen are real. It's added a whole new richness to ATS, and it really shows that ATS is more than just a forum, it's a community. Anyway, this has been Jeremiah 25, from an extremely hot, extremely humid Australia, and I'm about to go reinforce a stereotype by consuming several bottles of beer. Later, all.